Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I have such an exciting thing for you.
I love really? Exciting things.
It's a story.
Shocker. She's got a story for us.
No, a story before the story.
A story within a story.
Yeah. It's my prequel.
Okay. I don't typically like prequels, but I have a feeling I'll like this.
There have been some good prequels.
These are two independent things, but I'm going to say it's my prequel.
Got okay. it.
And so I used AI. I have to admit, I used AI, and I have come to the conclusion that until it kills us all, AI is the greatest thing ever invented.
I disagree,
but
okay.
For entertainment purposes.
For entertainment only.
Yes. Yeah.
So I put a prompt in, and it says, a deaf and blind horse named Sound communicates via Morse code, had a childhood accident, believes someone is coming after him.
This was all the prompt?
Sound.
Oh, there were so many prompts. Yes.
So here's the story that came from that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
I can't wait.
Sound was unlike any other horse on the ranch.
That's true.
He wasn't just a regular horse. He was a deaf and blind horse named Aww. Sound.
He's special.
His owners, John and Sarah.
That's adorable. You can be John.
Boy, we'll be always Sarah. The boy.
They had named him Sound because he communicated through Morse code.
Oh, see?
That was a clever
that
name.
That made sense.
Good job, John and Sarah.
At first, John and Sarah were hesitant to take in a deaf and blind horse, but they couldn't bear to see Sound suffer. They knew he had potential, and they were determined to get him the best life possible.
He's such a good boy.
You're so nice.
Sound had a difficult start to life. He was born deaf and blind, and as a foul. He had a terrible accident, which left him with a permanent limp.
Oh my God. He has more issues?
He has a limp?
He's got a limp.
I didn't know we gave him a limp.
We didn't.
Apparently we did.
Yeah, I did.
It was the Pony Express.
He was constantly in fear, scared that someone might come after him, unable to defend himself.
Oh, Sound.
But John and Sarah gave him a safe and loving home where he slowly learned to trust his surroundings.
You're such good horse parents.
I love this story.
Despite his disabilities. Sound was a strong and determined horse. He had quick reflexes and was able to navigate his way around the ranch with ease. He had even surprised John and Sarah with his incredible ability to communicate through Morse code.
That is incredible.
That Sound.
How many horses do you know that communicate via Morse code?
None. None of them.
None. So who does he talk to?
Just us. John and Sarah.
Okay.
I am John.
Got it.
The accident had damaged his vocal cords.
Oh, he can't talk either. Like, he never noise. He can't, like, neigh.
Making it impossible for him to neigh like other horses.
I am AI. AI is me.
But Sound had found a way to express himself by tapping his hooves in a code that John and Sarah had taught him.
Beep, beep, boop, beep.
We talked about how we tap it on his back. We didn't talk about how he talks back with us.
He only understood us. He didn't communicate back.
AI but now he's giving him that option. They disabled him
he's
more.
Giving him a voice.
It was truly an unbelievable sight. As Sound grew older, he became more and more anxious.
Aww.
He would often tap out frantic messages in Morse code.
Sorry. I'm just imagining. Anxiously tapping his little hooves.
I hate it here.
He's trying to warn them of danger.
Oh, no.
Can't. Danger! Danger! Danger!
They couldn't understand.
We did not know Morse code.
Why he was so afraid. But they always made sure to console him and show him that he was safe.
We tried. We really did.
One day, Sound's fears became a reality when a storm hit the ranch.
Oh, Sound.
He knew it was coming for a really long time.
He tried to tell you.
For years, there would be a storm.
He's an anxious little thing.
Thunder and lightning raged. and Sound felt more helpless than ever. He tapped out messages in Morse code, begging for help.
You're the worst. It's a little late now, Sound. You could have been more specific.
How does Sound know that a storm was coming?
You can sense it.
He's a special boy. John and Sarah knew that they needed to get him to safety, but the storm was too intense to take him inside.
The storm was angry.
You can't take him in? Like, what?
No.
That's rude.
Feeling helpless, Sound retreated into a corner, his body shaking with fear. Aww. Suddenly, John noticed something strange. Way to go.
Thanks.
The sound of the storm seemed to pause whenever Sound tapped out a message.
What is happening?
It was as if he was controlling the storm.
With Sound!
His Morse code.
Is what? He responsible for this storm?
Sound is amazing.
No. That pisses me off. He has destroyed some things with the storm.
Destroyed my home?
Yes. And now my trust.
And now my trust.
Oh, no. John quickly grabbed his phone and recorded the pattern of Sound's taps. He then translated it into words. To their shock, Sound was saying, "Run, something is coming."
God damn it.
No dust, Sound.
So John and Sarah,
you're the problem.
They quickly realized that Sound's childhood accident had caused him to develop a heightened sense of hearing, and he could hear someone approaching to the ranch.
He's deaf.
In his head?
Yeah.
With his hooves.
You understand this. He's deaf.
But his childhood accident. He's deaf, but he can only hear someone approaching.
He can sense it.
So with their adrenaline pumping through their veins, John and Sarah quickly led Sound to safety. They soon found out that there had been a break-in at a nearby farm, and the intruders had been heading straight for the ranch. Thanks to Sound's warning, they were able to avoid a dangerous situation.
Well, I'm glad they were.
From that day on, Sound was hailed as a hero. He became a legend in the ranching community, and Sarah and John couldn't be prouder of their brave and unique horse. And as for Sound, he finally learned to trust and let go of his fears with the knowledge that his owners would always protect him.
He broke your trust.
I'm mad still, but okay. I love him.
That was my story about Sound via AI.
Sound is like a snake. He has no ears. He can sense something coming.
He has ears. He just can't hear out of them.
Oh, yeah. He has ears. He can't hear from... But the hair in the ears really picks up on vibrations.
He's like got them snake. Good vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the excitations.
Mm-hmm. That was a great story. Thank you so much.
AI. That was very clever. And I'm glad you gave Sound a childhood story because you know what? He didn't have one.
He needed a backstory.
I don't know how much of a story a childhood accident is. We should expound upon that.
Okay.
But first, I want to tell you a story. A bunch of stories.
Okay.
About paranormal things.
Paranormal.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't talked about aliens in a while.
It's time we loop back.
I feel like aliens are always on your mind.
Circle back. They, most of the time.
You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind.
Never heard this song before.
Okay. It's a real song.
I believe you.
Thanks to Soft Rock 98.9.
That's where that song would probably play.
I'm so confused.
Sounds right.
I've got a list of 10 celebrity UFO stories.
Are these from Delilah?
Delilah.
Bing. Did she have the show about UFO sightings? That's what we were asking.
We're going to pretend it's Delilah.
So, The first celebrity is Lupe Fiasco.
Don't know who they are.
He's a singer.
He's an American rapper.
Rapper/rapper.
He sings and raps.
He's a sapper.
He's the sapper.
Sing rapper.
He's a ringer.
Yes. Yeah.
Ringer. Two songs like The Show Goes On and Daydream.
Yes, I know that song.
I know that one.
So it's that song that he's probably most famous for people our age.
Thanks for including me.
You are the same generation as us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's spoken about this in a handful of different interviews, saying, I believe I had an encounter with some aliens, and I believe they implanted something in my ankle.
Oh, haven't heard that spot before. Okay. I mean, on an alien encounter. I should clarify.
Continue. I will refrain from rolling my eyes throughout this story.
I should have started with that. Lindsay, we're going to be open-hearted and open-minded tonight.
I am open-hearted.
And open-eyed.
That's a little
not
rude.
Rolling your eyes.
He said, when I was 11, I definitely had an extra worldly experience. I got a scar on the bottom of my ankle, and I don't know where it came from. I had never had surgery there. I never remember falling there. I've done martial arts my whole life. Could be something from that. But I remember waking up and just being shocked, like I was surrounded by all of this electricity. I was trying to call to wake up my cousin and roll out of the bed, and I couldn't move. And then I was surrounded by this blue electricity, and then it stops, and I look out the window, and I see a black disc flying down in front of the window. And it sits there, and then it flies out.
Okay. Very specific details that he remembers.
Next is from the celebrity Matt Bellamy.
Actor.
From the group Muse.
Oh, yeah.
I know Muse.
Of Uprising, Neutron Star Collision, also known as Love is Forever from the Twilight Eclipse movie. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I only know him from Uprising.
Muse has a lot of songs on the Twilight soundtrack, too.
Got it.
And he says, I saw this flashing light that was in the woodland, and it was really unusual at the time of night because it was like 1 a.m.
I think he married Kate Hudson. Okay, proceed.
Okay. He said, what it was, though, I remember just waking up at home, and to this day, I don't quite remember the journey from there home. I was driving, so I didn't drink anything. I'm not suggesting that at all, but I may have smoked something that was grown in Devon. It was some kind of tobacco, so it was more likely that than being abducted by aliens.
Maybe.
The
maybe
smug
just
look
his
on your face.
I didn't say it. He said it. He said what was more likely.
Maybe it just heightened. Well, no. Maybe it dulled his awareness. So that really happened, but he only kind of grainy remembers things.
Yeah.
I think so.
Next celebrity, number 3, Kacey Musgraves.
I know her.
Know her.
Country music star. I don't know any of her songs, but I know she sang something from Frozen 2.
Mm-hmm.
She recalled being in Mexico for a friend's wedding when she noticed something strange. She said, I noticed something hovering above the corner of the hotel. In the night sky, it kind of looked like an underbelly of a bird. You couldn't really see what it was. You know how the outside edge of a hotel, sometimes they have floodlights that point up into the sky. Whatever it was being shined on by those. I was very confused by it all, so I said, y'all, what's that?
Because she's a country music star. She said, y'all.
You sound just like her.
They all watched it for a minute, and then it changed shape into an X pattern, and then kind of like a windmill. And she said it was so weird. And then just 8 days after that strange sighting, they said that she saw 2 giant balls of fire near Nashville.
I believe it.
Tom DeLonge.
Wow.
Tom DeLonge. Blink 182. If you guys don't know Blink 182 songs, we cannot be friends.
Please. Okay.
I think I've heard of them.
He's been a believer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He has. His research has helped prompt the Pentagon to release UFO footage. And he had an experience during the camping trip near Area 51, where he woke up at 3 a.m. to voices and unable to move his body. He said, quote, my whole body felt like it had static electricity, and I opened my eyes, and the campfire is still going, and there's a conversation going on outside the tent. It sounded like there were about 20 people there talking, and instantly my mind goes, okay, they're at our campsite. They're not here to hurt us. They're talking about shit, but I can't make out what they're saying, but they're working on something. And then I close my eyes, and I wake up, and the fire's out, and I have about 3 hours of lost time.
That's a lot of lost time.
I do remember his name coming across when the Pentagon was coming out with all their stuff.
Yeah, he's actually been a big part of it. And he's got, I can't think of what it's called, but he's got a group of some sort that is all about this research into the unknown, including the paranormal. So he's been working on this for a while.
He's kind of a big deal.
Next celebrity, David Bowie.
Know him.
Heard of him.
Under Pressure is one of my favorite songs.
I love that for you.
Love it. And then also Starman, just in case you didn't know.
Have you seen The Labyrinth?
No.
He is in that.
You remind me of the babe.
I've only seen it with the power. I should rewatch it.
The what? The babe with the power.
Did you know that he used to work for an English UFO magazine?
No. I'm not surprised by that.
Very cool.
In an interview, he said that he got to see flying saucers on a regular basis during his year with the magazine. In Starman, the quote is from that song, "There's a Starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds."
Probably correct.
He said, quote, "I used to work for two guys who put out a UFO magazine in England, and I made sightings like 6-7 times a night for about a year when I was in the observatory."
6-7 times a night?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's really cool. I want that job.
Let's go to England.
Next, Kesha.
Mm.
I know her.
She's got a paranormal reality series called Conjuring Kesha.
That's cool.
And I did not know that.
A podcast called Kesha and the Creepies.
Okay.
Kesha. Kesha's so one of us.
She elaborated on an experience that she had had that confirmed her belief in aliens during a past interview. She said, quote, "I look up in the sky and there's a bunch of spaceships. I swear to God, there were at least like 5 to 7. I was sitting on a rock and I was like, what in the hell is that? And I was trying to figure it out and then they went away and then they came back. And I was like, those are fucking aliens. They were spaceships." She's trying to spread the word to get all of her friends and family into meditating the aliens to us.
The word has been spread. I shall do that.
Inspired by our next celebrity.
Okay.
Demi Lovato.
Heard of them.
I know them.
They are a big, big believer in aliens and already advocating for their rights.
Oh, you said big poop believer.
Big poop believer?
Big boob believer.
Just big, big. Big.
It was too many B's. I'm sorry.
Big again.
I'm sorry.
Big times two. No boobs. Got it.
They are a biggie believer.
They are already advocating for their rights, the aliens' rights.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, I said aliens, but their rights, saying that we should stop calling them aliens because it's derogatory as a term for any living creature.
Okay.
So what are they saying we should call aliens?
Extraterrestrials.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So on her 28th birthday, she said, quote, "We were stargazing and we tried to do this protocol where you make contact. And then all of a sudden something showed up directly above us in the sky. It was huge lights that made a question mark almost in the sky. And then it just kind of blacked out." So she reports making contact with extraterrestrials through meditation and says, quote, "If we were to get 1% of the population to meditate and make contact, we would force our governments to acknowledge the truth about extraterrestrial life among us and change our destructive habits, destroying the planet."
Maybe.
Demi also has a show on Peacock that is called Unidentified with Demi Lovato.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Where they investigate the presence of extraterrestrials and ghosts.
Dang.
All right, Demi.
Nick Jonas.
I know him.
Of the Joe Bros.
Of the Joe Bros.
In 2015, during an interview with a UK talk show, he said that he saw several, quote, flying saucers in the sky 8 years prior. Quote, "I was in my backyard in LA. I looked up in the sky and there were 3 flying saucers." What makes his story weird is that there were 3 identical sightings that people reported on the exact same night away from him, like outside of his circle. And he said, quote, "I went online and there were 3 identical sightings 2 weeks before even." He continued, "There was me, my friend, and a bunch of people in LA that all saw it at the same time." Next, Fran Drescher.
Ah.
The nanny.
The nanny.
The nanny with the voice.
She and her ex-husband, Peter Mark Jacobson, had a similar experience with aliens despite not knowing each other at the time. So this all happened before they knew each other. Fran says, you know, "It's funny because Peter and I both saw aliens before we knew each other, doing the same thing, driving on the road with our dads. We were both in junior high. A few years later, we met and we realized that we had this same experience. I think that somehow we were programmed to meet. We both have this scar. It's the same exact scar in the same exact spot. Her husband, however, isn't convinced and think that Fran's scar is something like a drill bit mishap or from holding like a hot cup of water. But Fran wants to believe it, and she says that's what the aliens programmed us to think. But really, that's where the chip is. And then finally, Post Malone.
Posty. He's a big believer.
He believes in lots of things. He's been on Zach's Mansion show.
You remember that?
He was also on Joe Rogan's podcast in 2020 and said that he had experienced multiple UFO sightings across the country since the age of 16.
Lucky.
He said, my aunt and uncle were very strict. He said we had to go to bed every night at a very strict deadline, probably 6 or 10 p.m. I was looking out the window with my cousin, and it's just a light that just stays there and then just fucking goes off. You can't explain it. I used to live in Tarzana. There was a balcony, and it looked kind of like, it sounds corny, but like a classic force field. It's kind of like a dome in a circular shape. There were about four other people, and they all saw it.
It's always good to have witnesses to back you up.
Well, it's interesting because, like, especially the more recent ones, they seem to have witnesses.
Yeah.
But that's it. I just wanted to tell you all about the celebrities.
Thank you. I did not know those stories, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling us about aliens.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to our paranormal episode, you guys. You can always catch us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.